8:07, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, Kelly, glad to have you along. Quentin Hillier joins us in just a second. But as we've been teasing about all morning, the big announcement and the launch of our next big chance for you to win. Mm-hmm. We do these events, and they keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And once again, local folks win. Locally owned company, local radio station, local folks winning this. So you're in competition just against folks here.
Yeah. It's not one of those national competitions like win a trip out to California.
Right.
Be the lucky winner.
No. Yeah. This is going to be somebody right here. All right. Here it is. So we talked about this morning going outside and playing, right? Hey, kids, go play outside. And we want you to play outside because a new chance for you to win here with your grand prize consisting of all kind of stuff that is perfect for outside.
And remember, one person will win this grand prize. We will have six qualifying winners, one from each store, but from one person at one store, they will win all of these things that Sean's about to mention.
All right, let's start off here with the folks at Spring Hill Ace at the Spring Hill Village Shopping Center, who are adding to the mix a Traeger. You've heard of these grills, right? Mm-hmm. A Traeger Pro Series 22 wood pellet grill.
Those things are awesome.
I have seen them. I have never even gotten to cook on one, but I know they are the top of the cooking world. If you're grilling, you're doing it on a Traeger, you're doing it best. A package of all your dive equipment, a diving package from the folks at Gulf Coast Divers.
Mm-hmm.
Love those folks, where I got certified when I was 13 years old.
Oh, you're certified.
Yeah, certifiable, for sure. So we got the grill, we got the diving package from Gulf Coast Divers with your gear. How about this? 50 pounds of bacon and sausage, plus $125 in venison processing. That's convenient. Today started bow season in the state of Alabama for deer. Plus a camo ice chest and ammo, all coming from the folks at Monroe Sausage. 50 pounds of bacon and sausage, $125 in deer processing, and a camo ice chest and ammo from Monroe Sausage. From the folks at Quint Sporting Goods, where I worked as a young man, Browning Hunting Outfitting Package.
Mm-hmm.
This is great stuff. And by the way, too, we're going to have pictures of all this stuff you can see on our Facebook page and website.
Yeah, and everything you would need to get out into the woods, that would be in that Browning Hunting Outfitting Package.
Like
everything from your feet to your head.
And it's you got to check it out. And of course, Browning top line gear. His and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from the Sunglass World folks. So y'all both get sunglasses, and you get the best when you get Costa. Also, a Legacy Sports 223 hunting rifle with a scope from the great folks at Sticks River Shooting Center. So now we got ammo, we have a rifle, we've got sunglasses, we got camo, we got sausage, we got grills, we got diving package.
Ice chests.
Man, why? And we can't win this.
No, we are out of the running.
This crushes me. And then to haul it all, this is really cool. And I love trailers. And I love quality-built trailers, and that's what the folks at Trailer Sales Alabama are doing. And in this package, a 5x8 utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, plus treated wood floor, removable fold-down gate, heavy-duty jack, and safety chains, all from the folks at Trailer Sales Alabama. Entire package is valued over $8,500, and one of y'all is going to win. Qualifying prizes awarded to a winner at each location. Contest runs until November 21st when we will announce the winner live on Midday Mobile. So good luck, y'all.
Yeah, and to enter, you go to each of those stores. You find the FM Talk 106.5 entry box. It'll be hard to miss because it has our logo and
yes,
the prizes all over
it. And you did great work with your arts and crafts on that.
Thank you. My hands are cramped from cutting with the scissors all day yesterday. We've got the addresses of each location there on our Facebook page and on the website. So if you want to put those into the GPS, or a lot of these places, we are local, so you probably already know where they're located. You can enter in each location once per day. So you could go to Spring Hill Ace once a day, every day until November 21st, and then get on over to Gulf Coast Divers, enter there once a day all the way through. Pretty much it's up to you how many of the places you visit each day, but once a day at each location you can enter.
All right. You want to go see that, of course, the Facebook page and the website. We'll We'll get it up on the other social media platforms very soon. You can check out the list. Once again, we just read through. But over $8,500 in this package, and one of y'all is going to win it, so you can go play outside. And hopefully you'll invite us to go with you. Really exciting. I love this stuff. Love doing these things. All right, 8:12, and time to check in with Quinn Hillier from QuinnHillier.com. Also read his work in the Washington Examiner. And the Mad Jones Trilogy, available right now over at Amazon. Hey, Quinn.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. And reading through some notes you sent me yesterday, we're actually going to talk about one of your columns before it's published.
Yes, indeed.
And this is what you're calling on the, I don't know if we're at the eve of the impeachment, it's the impeachment proceedings going on. You're calling on Republicans and Democrats to do what?
To stop being partisan hacks and start acting like statesmen and like they're actually doing serious business that is of utmost importance to the constitutional republic. They both sides are behaving terribly. Both sides are shrilly yelling at the opposite side. Neither side is acting with any acknowledgement that there can be any wrong on their side or any right on the other side. Neither side is acting fairly, and I'm sick of it. And that, by the way, includes every single Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Alabama.
I want to get to that in just a second, because you're naming names. But you talk about playing fair here and thinking about the republic. You and I have come together on things like this in the past. But then again, I'm going to play the other side, and it doesn't matter if you're above reproach and you lose in the elections, then you've lost the voice for the people that back you. So I mean, if one side, I mean, it's a standoff here, right? If one side's not going to do it, then the other side's not going to do it either.
That is assuming that that your perceived short-term political advantage is actually your real long-term political advantage. And I have always argued that integrity and doing the right thing eventually pays off politically. And meanwhile, you know, why basically put your soul in hock or put your integrity in hock to do something that you know is not correct, not accurate, not fair, not right?
Well, you say specifically here, you call on the Democrats to do what with the Bidens?
Oh, well, the first thing is the Democrats absolutely should acknowledge that that what Hunter Biden did in the Ukraine and in China, whether or not it was illegal, and actually it probably wasn't illegal, but whatever he did, clearly was profiting off his father's name, and it was sleazy, and that his father, even if he did nothing illegal, which is almost certainly true that he did nothing illegal, still it was horrible judgment, because as soon as he knew that his son had major financial ties in Ukraine that in some way might be affected by U.S. policy, he should have said to President Obama, Mr. President, I'm sorry, you need somebody else to be your point man on Ukraine, because through no fault of my own, I am now compromised.
And that's a whole other side tangent. Chicken or egg is, I mean, many of us think the fact that Hunter was on that board was because of Vice President.
That's what I just said. Yeah. It was sleazy for Hunter to be on the board, although Joe had nothing to do directly with putting him on the board. But the point is, once his son is on the board...
Not directly, but he's on the board because of his dad.
Himself. It was bad judgment not to. It throws a pall over otherwise decent U.S. policy. And if Democrats can't admit that the Biden showed at least bad judgment, then they're not being honest. They're just being flat-out dishonest hacks.
Then you'd say to the Republicans what?
Well, there's more I say to the Democrats, which maybe we can get back to. But to the Republicans, I say, if you can't admit that having a president of the United States take the absolutely unprecedented, never-before-taken step of pressuring a foreign government to use its dodgy Justice Department to go after a U.S. citizen who is not under investigation in the U.S., if you can't say that that is at least very disturbing and that it raises serious questions, whether or not you think it's impeachable is one thing, but if you can't acknowledge that there's something wrong with that, there's something improper with that, then you are not being honest. You are a dishonest hack.
All right, coming right back, more with Quinn Hillier. We'll find out more that he wants to tell the Democrats, more that he wants to tell the Republicans, and he's calling out by name the Republicans in Alabama that want to be senator. He's telling them specifically to read up here. We'll get into that when we return right here on Mobile Mornings. By the way, remember details on the big giveaway on our Facebook page and website. Check it out right now and go play outside. Day 22, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, continuing our discussion with Quinn Hillier from QuinnHillier.com. Check him out, Washington Examiner, and the book, Bad Jones Trilogy, available now on Amazon. And Quinn, you'd said, you know, this is your open letter to the Democrats and the Republicans, and you wanted to talk more about the Democrats as well, what they should be doing.
Well,
or not
what
doing.
What they should not be doing is opening in an impeachment inquiry without actually voting to open an impeachment inquiry. They should not be holding an impeachment inquiry without agreeing ahead of time and publicizing rules to guide the inquiry so that, for instance, the President of the United States can actually know what rules are going to be used to possibly remove him from office. You know, just minor little details like that. And they should not, unless there is classified material being discussed, they should not be having hearings behind closed doors. If they're going to remove from office the president that was voted for by 63 million Americans, then every American deserves the right to hear what the witnesses are saying. So the way the Democrats are going about this is one of the most despicable things I have ever seen, and I've seen a lot of despicable things in my decades and decades and decades covering and being involved in politics.
Yeah, this secret committee stuff, I mean, this is, like you said, unless there's some overwhelming reason of classified information, having this is, it's like a secret court, man.
This is a star chamber.
Yeah.
And Schiff said, well, we don't want Trump to know what these witnesses are saying because then he would tailor his response. Direct quote, tailor his response to counteract them. Well, you know what? This is the effect of a trial. That's what defendants do, is they tailor their responses to respond to what a witness against them is saying. I mean, this is like, you know, the Politburo, the way that Schiff is acting, and it is just not right. And if he's actually trying to do the people's business and the very serious constitutional matter of trying to decide whether a president deserves to be removed from office, he darn well ought to do it in a way that looks legitimate to the public. And he's not, and neither is Nancy Pelosi, neither are any of the Democrats, and it's sickening.
Quinn, Schiff now saying that initial whistleblower might not even testify. What is that? If he doesn't come up to testify, what do you think that means for their investigation?
Means nothing. This is where Republicans are wrong. The identity of the whistleblower means absolutely nothing, because what matters is the substance of what the whistleblower said. There's not a single thing that the whistleblower said that he is saying you have to rely on me and therefore ascertain whether I am believable. Every single thing that he testified to is verifiable or disprovable on its own. And so what matters with the whistleblower is not his identity but his evidence and the testimony of all the other people that were there. And so in this case, he has a right to remain anonymous. There are whistleblower protections by law, and if he wants to remain anonymous, that wish should be acknowledged, and it does not mean that there's some sort of secret unfair play. We are not relying on his testimony. We are relying on the verifiability of the evidence.
You also say in here, Republicans have the guts to tell your voters that there is plenty more testimony to come.
Yeah, okay. Every Republican out there saying, witch hunt, swamp, blah, 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 you're sounding, A, like idiots, and B, you're just like the Democrats, you're not doing your constitutional duty. It is very serious business just to sick a foreign government on your rival, much less whether there's a quid pro quo. Okay, whether it's impeachable to do just the first is a good question. But if there was a quid pro quo, the guy should be out of office immediately, okay? And there is plenty of evidence already out there that there might have been a quid pro quo that indicates a quid pro quo was in the offing. And meanwhile, there are all these people that are coming in to testify. There's all sorts of other evidence to come. And rather than yell witch hunt, witch hunt, your job is to be, in effect, an honest, open juror and to say, let's wait for the evidence before we rush to judgment. You know, isn't that a novel concept? Wait for the evidence before you spout off? And this is not just every Republican in Washington. This is Bradley Byrne. This is John Merrill. This is Tommy Tuberville. This is Moody or whatever his name is. This is Roy Moore. Every one of them in Alabama that's spouting off and saying and attacking the Democrats for looking into a very serious matter, they are being political hacks as well, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Everybody's bad right now. I'm furious at everybody.
I saw you on Twitter and taking on specifically AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne. I mean, is the problem with what he is bringing to the House to launch this investigation into the Bidens? Do you have a problem with that?
He's on the borderline there. There are reasons to wonder if specifically the China trip had anything illegal done. But remember, the House is not a law enforcement body. The reason the House is looking into the president is he's the current president and they might impeach, which is a constitutional duty. The Bidens, if there is a problem there, it is a problem for the Justice Department, usually, not Congress, to investigate. On the other hand, Congressman Byrne is right that there looks like something was off about that trip to China, and somebody should look into it. I'm not blaming him necessarily for that. I'm blaming him for saying Bidens, 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 without acknowledging that there's anything wrong with what we already know that Trump did. And without, by the way, saying, by the way, what about the Trump children's $20 million property in Turkey, and did that have anything to do with their father kowtowing to the Turks?
There he is. Quinn Hillier, if they want to find you online, how did they do it?
They should go to QuinnHillier.com, just updated yesterday, or follow me at the Washington Examiner or Twitter at Quinn Hillier. And again, I want everybody to be sober and serious and to take this seriously and to be fair to the other side.
There he is. Appreciate the call, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Quinn Hillier, we'll get your responses when we come back. 343-0106. 343-0106. And more reminders about going and playing outside and all the great gear that we're giving away in the next month. Details on our website and Facebook page.
836 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on a Tuesday. It's time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Good morning, Dalton. How are you, buddy?
Doing fantastic today. You know, the weather is starting to cool down. It is October. Perfect time to stroll the lot at McConnell Automotive. What kind of sales do you have for this month?
Well, I think, Dalton, what everybody's excited about, and we really appreciate the response, and your station has really helped people find out about it. We have 0% interest on trucks and Yukons, and that's for 72 months, man. So somebody out there listening is making a payment for a truck or SUV they don't love, and we want them to come, and they're paying interest, Dalton, so we want them to come take advantage and trade and get either the new six-function tailgate Sierra or a new Yukon or Denali version of it, buddy, and pay no interest. And that happens about 3 months out of the year. We got it right now, and we've also got 20% off the new truck. And man, all people got to do is go to that website, McConnellAutomotive.com. Just do it on their phone, and they'll see the deals. And we have a perfect selection right now, but they're not going to last long at these kind of deals, buddy.
Yeah, and I love that truck. I've been seeing it everywhere on TV. Tell everybody what's so special about the new truck.
Well, you know what? It's just got everything people are looking for. So if people have been driving the Dodge or the Toyota or especially a Ford, they need to check out the GMC before they buy another one of those, man. It's the six-function tailgate. We're the only one Dalton has got it. But, man, it's the best towing capacity. I think the best-looking truck. And, you know, the ride quality is phenomenal, man. So the new Sierra truck, I just invite everybody to come to McConnell, check it out. Don't buy a truck until you come drive one at McConnell. If you don't like it, then you get what you got. But I think it's the best truck on the road, man.
All right. Thank you, Mitch.
Y'all have a good one, Dalton.
Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive, located on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right, we got phone calls and texts plenty to get to, but just go bear with me for a second because I'm fired up about this. If you're not with us at the beginning of the hour,
I wasn't. I mean, I was sitting here.
Yeah, you just weren't fully engaged. After all your arching, Dalton, yesterday, the boxes y'all will see at our participating sponsors where you put your registration in. We get the raw boxes, mm-hmm. right? Just the, and then all the artwork. That's Dalton, and yeah. He does it. And then he had to get rubber cement and craft paper. And it was like arts and crafts in your office yesterday.
Yeah, and my school teachers will tell you not the best at crafts. So yeah. I did what I could, but I'm pretty happy with the end result. I'm more happy about what you could win by entering at each location.
And let's run through this once again. Details are up on our website, on our Instagram page, on our Facebook page. But this is the Go Play Outside, your chance to go play outside in style here. Here's what you just run through it quickly. Your grand prize, a Traeger Pro Series 22 wood pellet grill from Spring Hill Ace in the Spring Hill Village Shopping Center. A Gulf Coast diving package. Love the folks at Gulf Coast Divers. They're putting that in. Over 50 pounds of bacon and sausage, plus $125 in venison processing, and a camo ice chest and ammo from the folks at Monroe Sausage. My friends at Quince, a Browning hunting outfitting package. So stem to stern, foot to hat.
That's right.
All quality Browning gear.
Won't be able to see you.
That's right. Legacy Sports 223 hunting rifle with a scope from the folks at Sticks River Shooting Center. His and Hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. And the folks at Trailer Sales Alabama with a 5x8 utility. This thing is beautiful, y'all. A 5x8 utility trailer, 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, removable fold-down gate, heavy-duty jack, and safety chains. All that combined, over $8,500 worth of goodies for y'all. And what you got to do, go by our participating sponsors, drop your name in the registration box once per day per sponsor, mm-hmm. and there's going to be six winners as well from our participating sponsors.
Right. Each location will have a winner. Those seven winners will all go into the hat. We'll draw on November 21st the grand prize winner, and then the other qualifying winners will win a qualifying prize.
It's too cool. I mean, this is like, and I do get jealous when we do these because these are like all things I want too, mm-hmm. but I'm real happy because local folks win these contests. Somebody from our area wins. We're a locally owned company, local radio station, local contest. That means great chances for y'all to win.
Yeah, it's painful when we have to give them away.
Yes.
Every time.
I know, it's
we bring them in to our home, we take care of them, shelter right. them, and then the owner comes back and asks for their pet.
We end up thinking like they're ours, and then when the winners come by, we're like, okay, here, take the cool thing. But yeah, more details on our website, on our Facebook page, and the Instagram page, plus Twitter. You can get that information, and if you didn't, we'll just email you. You can email us, we'll just email you all the details. Tell you what, I'm going to go to the phones first, because phones go first, and then we'll read your text. Okay, so
like
phones go first, then text. So Russell has been holding on the longest in Mobile. Hey, Russell.
Good morning. Just listening to what the hate that was coming out of Clint Hillier's mouth. It's clear that he hates this president, and he's asking for everybody to be fair and. At the same time, he seems to be 100% pro-Democrat.
Wait a second.
Everything that they seem to do, he gives them a pass, but he's digging, willing to take down the president at all costs.
Did he not? Wait, Russell.
Fair,
Russell.
He's the one hate he was spewing. I mean, y'all ought to be ashamed of giving him the platform to spew so much hate towards the president.
The
process does need to work out. All this is one more coup attempt against a sitting president, and nothing more.
Right.
I think it's all a they're just trying to shield and make a lot of noise for what's going to happen whenever Barr releases his reports.
There you go, Russell. Because you weren't going to listen to me, I just went ahead and let you finish.
He had
Coupe de Ville.
He had to get to his points there.
I would argue that did Quinn, and does he have a track record? I mean, he's open about his never Trump this. And remember too, we don't just put one set of opinions on this radio station. That's not. I mean, there are shows that do that, and we have many shows here with all kind of different takes on things. But I let people that have a different opinion come on. You hear Quinn and I, go round and round a lot on this. But I will say, Russell, make sure you're accurate though, because Quinn called out the Democrats on this, and something very specific. I think is what I would hope fair-minded people, even fair-minded Democrats, would say. You know, the fact that this is going on in the Intelligence Committee and it's going on behind closed doors, unless there's something specific that's of national security, it's a star chamber.
Yeah.
It's a secret court, and this is not how we do things in the United States.
And you know what happens when they do all this behind doors? And I was reading about, that 9-hour testimony yesterday from Fiona Hill, and they've had all these other closed door testimonies. What you get is the Democrats coming out and saying what happened behind the closed doors. And we saw what Adam Schiff
oh my gosh, is that, if you've ever had your kids telling on each other, I mean.
And these news organizations who are mostly, a lot of them are pretty slanted already, but they have to write a story about this, right? They have to write that something happened behind closed doors. When the only quotes they're getting are from the Democrats on these committees, they're going to run those quotes. So there you have an entirely slanted story to begin with before you get some of the opinion from whoever ends up writing the article. And they're hiding it behind that word inquiry, impeachment inquiry. They're just looking into it and then gathering all their stuff before they come out public with it. But to me, they've got to, this has to be public.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with what Quinn said for the Democrats to do. Number one, get this in the public. Number two, take a vote. Take a vote.
Yeah.
Record. If it's such a slam dunk for Democrats, why not take a vote? I mean, I think that's just fair enough.
And one thing that Quinn said, and I'm hearing from a lot of Democrats and a lot of Never Trumpers, is that Joe Biden, everything he did was above board. It's like they say it immediate. Like, it's without a fact. Nothing he did was wrong. But why would China, why would Ukraine pay that much money to have somebody on their board because of the name recognition? I mean, they're not using it for marketing purposes.
Yes,
they're using they're using it because they think they're
going to curry favor and influence.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how just a Gulf Coast hayseed like me can see that. You can see that. And for some reason, they can't see it in the halls of government. All right, let's go on to Wayne in Satsuma next. Hey, Wayne.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Wayne.
Just wanted to call in and tell you, man, Quinn, it's amazing. He's got such a condescending attitude. And Dalton, you hit the nail on the head. What I was going to say was, anybody can surmise that with no expertise in that field, how would anybody pay Hunter Biden $50,000 to $85,000 a month just to have a happy face?
Didn't you hear me yesterday in midday? I offered my services to both the Ukrainian company and the Chinese company. I can help. Sign me up.
I'll be glad to go too, Sean.
Okay,
so
good.
Make sure you sign me up.
Okay.
But you know, the thing about Quinn that I really find disturbing is, he'll make definitive statements about Joe Biden that nothing he did was illegal. Well, you don't know that.
Right, and you know what? That's a good point, Wayne, because he was asking, and I should have gone with that and think about it, but as he's saying to the Republicans, don't put the horse ahead of the cart, let more information come out, I think he should probably say the same for Biden. I think that is a fair take.
Yeah, and I think he should listen, and maybe follow his own advice. Just because he's written a couple of books doesn't make him an expert on anything.
That's
good to get people stirred up. It gets a lot of people listening and all that. But, I wish he would have a little more professional attitude towards, talking about opinions as if they're fact.
There we go. Wayne, appreciate the call.
And, you know, another thing with, if they do have enough here to pin Trump to the wall, if they have without a doubt, no doubt about it, that he was searching for quid pro quo here with Ukraine just to get dirt on Joe Biden because of the upcoming election, okay, that's one thing, whatever, vote to impeach. But let's not also act like every president before him has not done get some dirt on their political opponents.
Here's the problem. So I read in Quinn's piece there, he said it's unprecedented. But the same thing Wayne was saying. So my initial jump is poppycock. It's not unprecedented. This happened before. But the danger I find myself in is I'm somebody that likes to work off of facts or things that are known. I have plenty of opinions, and I'll tell you what. So, but I want to react and say poppycock and throw a flag like, you know, every ref and the line judge threw a flag. But I don't have right in front of me. I think it probably has happened many times out of the executive branch, but I don't have
no facts.
I don't have a thing. It's, you know, remember back when Ford did. So I don't have that. So I have a feeling that is probably business as usual. But what measures me is not having that specific case to. If I had it, then I'd throw it out there.
And it would be perfect if every presidential candidate, every president was completely, you know, above board and didn't search for dirt on anyone. It'd be perfect if everybody that ran for president didn't have any dirt to be searched for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the world we live in. And if you catch them red-handed and they don't deserve to be in office because they broke the law, then so be it. But we can't act like, you know, Trump is breaking new ground here.
From the text line, Keith says, oh, my gosh, so Quinn is drinking the Kool-Aid also. He would rather Trump just let Biden do whatever he wants without fear of prosecution just because he decided to run for president. Buck says Quinn did the same thing last week. He's sucking up to the Democrats. Terry, this is interesting, a take I've not heard before. He said Quinn's Never Trump underwear is showing. Can you Google that? Is there some Never Trump underwear, and is that a thong, or is that a boxer brief? Or what? This texter says, can we finally drop the nonsense about Trump caring about corruption in Ukraine? No one really believes that. Everyone knows that Trump was trying to do. It was obvious and irrefutable. That's from Sly Dog. So he sees it a different way. Alex says, Quinn is cherry picking. Star chamber, witch hunt, same, same. Secret trial with no due process. Can't have it both ways, buddy. Some of the text coming in at 343-0106. We'll grab your calls when we get back. 343-0106. Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. And we want you to go play outside. Details of this north of $8,500 value prize package on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, website.
Yeah. We need to get the Snapchat going.
If I only knew what to snap and chat about, I'd do it.
Or TikTok.
Oh, don't get me started on that. The kids and the TikTok. Aaron. At 8:53, Mobile Mornings, segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. It's just that easy. You got junk, you need it gone. Need my buddy Trey Bennett. He's been doing this for 11 years in Mobile and Baldwin counties, residential properties, of course. He can come to your office, he can come to your shop, he can come to your storage unit. Hey, if you've got junk piled up, maybe even around the house, maybe it's the gigantic Frontier Village swing set with all the redwood stuff in it in the backyard. Not that I've seen those before. And your youngest child is now in graduate school. Maybe it's time to get junk like that gone. Whatever it is, you got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's just that easy to make an appointment. Go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll work with you to make a specific appointment time, a given day, a given time. They show up, they quote you a price, and they get right to work if you say yes. Check them out, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, I want to run through calls quickly here. Robert is in Orange Beach. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Listen, I just had two comments. One is, and I'm not trying to besmirch anybody's appearance, but these Democrats, if you take a real good look at their face, they all have that deer in the headlights eyes, and they all look like their face is like drawn taut for some reason.
Now, you're talking about Nancy Pelosi.
Well, it's a sign of the anti-Trump. And as far as Quinn Hillier, I've been listening to him for a long time. His bias shines right through his appearance of trying to be a neutral person. He's obviously a Democrat. He's obviously pro-Democrat and anti-Trump.
Wait, Hey, Robert, let me hold on one second. Let me do this because I'm looking down here, and Quinn Hilliard joining us again. Quinn, you want to respond to Robert there?
Yeah, that's so absurd. I've been a recognized activist in the conservative movement for 43 years. I was a Reagan appointee. I could go right down the list. I do want to respond to those because you didn't defend what I quite clearly said. I said we do not know whether or not the Bidens did something wrong, which is why the Democrats have to acknowledge that at the very least he used bad judgment and that at the very least what his son did was sleazy. I specifically said that. What I said was we shouldn't be sticking foreign governments on a U.S. citizen when we don't even have an active U.S. investigation into them. That's different from saying that he did nothing wrong. And your earlier callers were wrong, and this guy saying that I'm a Democrat is absolutely insane. Thank
Robert,
you.
Okay, there we go. So,
You still there?
Yeah, we're here.
The only thing that I would say is that the conspiracy against Trump started in Ukraine. And the Bidens actually have something to do with the Obama administration, who started all of this.
Well, of course they do. I mean, he was vice president.
And,
yeah.
And so to ask a foreign government to investigate that or to work with our investigators, obviously there's an investigation going on. There's nothing wrong with that. You want to sit back and let these people be corrupt with our elected officials? Because pretty much all our elected officials are corrupt anyway. Just look at their financial statements over the years. And I was an elected official in Louisiana. I know how it's done.
Oh, well. Well, welcome to Alabama.
I buy a condo in the Florida Keys, and I transfer it to the grandson of one of the politicians. No one can ever find that out. And it's done all the time. Nobody can deny it unless they're just a denier. That's what's going on in politics. And you can have LLC, hide the money. It goes on all the time. And the sad thing is that nobody seems to want to say that all those people are corrupt. And Trump is trying to flush the toilet, and the toilet is overflowing. And somebody needs to help him with the plunger instead of always cutting it down.
There's some serious imagery there. I don't know. That's how I send everybody off in their day. Robert, appreciate the call.
I do want to say Quinn is a great guy. Definitely not a Democrat.
No.
Knows more about the inner workings of politics than just about anyone I know. He just has a different opinion on things. But he is a really good dude, and people do not let personal hate come into this.
A Democrat, I would say no.
No.
He's been open about being a never-Trumper, but he's pretty solid on the Republican side.
Right.
It's just there's different flavors. All right. 8:58. Mike Gallagher, speaking of the flavor, is on next.
Go play outside.